All right, welcome back, everybody. Final hour of Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Play a little Rats Off a Ship coming up this hour. Rats Off a Ship. And having some fun here on a Wednesday. Leroy's out today enjoying a day off, well-deserved. And we are getting ready for a big-ass game coming up tomorrow with Ole Miss and Miami in the Fiesta Bowl. Winner goes on to the national championship right down here in Miami, and that is pretty freaking awesome. We also got the Heat. They're making me less happy after their loss last night to the Timberwolves, and there was no hobnobbing either to even soften the blow. Ridiculous. They are going to practice today. They take on the Chicago Bulls tomorrow at 8 o'clock. The Panthers, they lost to the Toronto Maple Leafs 4-1 to start their road trip. And then the big search right now is on the Dolphins with their next head coach slash general manager. A couple notes that have been circling the ether. This is from Armando Salguero, of course, covered the Dolphins for a very long time. Longtime NFL reporter and columnist. He said, a little background on Troy Aikman's addition to the Dolphins GM search. He said the Dolphins discussed it with Jimmy Johnson, and he suggested they speak with Aikman. So that's where that comes from. A little less random. Former Dolphins coach Jimmy Johnson influencing bringing in Troy Aikman a little bit. So you have that. And then Diana Russini, NFL reporter for The Athletic, she says that the Dolphins have met with several GM candidates, and while conversations about Miami future, that includes Mike McDaniel, are taking place, I'm told decision makers have been pushing in interviews to hear candidates' thoughts on a new coach as well. So there you go. They're asking in the interviews, what do you think about this guy? Getting their thoughts on Mike McDaniel. And I don't imagine, I gotta be honest with you, I don't imagine that a ton of them are going to be like, oh, that's my guy. Gotta have him. Can't lose him.
I'm just going to reiterate my point that if you have to go to that extent, maybe he isn't your guy. Let's just cut the strings.
Nice guy? It's like, yeah, I mean, yeah, he's a nice guy. Like, what do you want me to say? Like, hey, you think you're a coach? I mean, what do you mean? You know, what do you think? It's like, I don't know. I mean, like, because out of these playoffs, right? Like, all right, so Harbaugh shook loose yesterday. Maybe Tomlin will. Maybe McDermott will.
You think so?
Maybe. Like, maybe. I don't know. Maybe. I'm putting maybes on these ones. Maybe LaFleur. Maybe. Even though they've had a ton of injuries, he probably doesn't deserve. Look, I don't think John Harbaugh deserved to get fired. I'm trying to look at, like, where are these gold candidates that the Dolphins are hoping for. But the thing is, I just don't think that they have anybody they're losing that's special at this. And I think that he is bleeped up too many things as a head coach, especially from just a leadership standpoint. Yes, I understand people who are like, oh, the team didn't quit on him. Here's the thing with that, guys. You think Jordan Brooks has quit a lot of things in his life? When you lead the league in NFL tackles, you think that guy is going to go around saying, like, I'm not quitting on Mike McDaniel because he carries around a wood bat for half the season? These are professional athletes. And, by the way, whenever, and I mean whenever, they took on a team that was a wee bit up in weight class, how much did that not quitting on Mike McDaniel help them? Not much. And it always looks like when he takes on a good team, he gets embarrassed and outcoached quite often. Not always, but quite often. So I really don't know why the Dolphins are having him hang in the wind here. I was listening to Baldy this morning on Joe, and he was like, he goes, you think like somebody would scoop him up right away? He goes, I don't think so. Maybe a coordinator, maybe. Like, if Mike McDaniel did, let's say today, we get the news, Mike McDaniel out. You think we're going to get that report of like 9 people are after him as head coach?
No.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Maybe one. I bet he gets an interview. Weaver's getting a couple interviews. Which, by the way, he was kind of like, I don't know. There was something weird about the way he was talking about Anthony Weaver, too. And I was like, what, are you rats off a ship off him, too? What, are you one of these guys you can't get along with any of your defensive coordinators?
Well, that's I think that's another thing. It's like if you're rats off a ship off Weaver and you continue to place, we continue to go through defensive coordinators with Mike McDaniel, like at what point is like, there's only one common denominator left and it's you, buddy. It's you.
The Dolphins have thanked the Dolphins fans by putting them on the elevator with the message, thank you, fans.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
I really appreciate it.
Some of the responses have been, you made me miserable for like 5 months, by the way. Another guy says, it literally does not matter if y'all don't get John Harbaugh. Another guy just says, Harbaugh, Harbaugh, Harbaugh. Elite Marino goes, fire McDaniel.
But like, what did they expect?
Another guy goes, Notorious Fantasy goes, y'all haven't won a playoff game my whole life. Show some thanks by doing something notable. I know y'all just a social media person, but you could probably run this team better than Stephen Ross.
Jeez.
At least he acknowledges. He goes, I know I'm just yelling at some random.
This poor, like, 20-something-year-old yeah. girl.
Pretty much.
She's like, damn it.
She's like, I'm just a girl.
Please. I thought this was cute.
Another guy goes, another subpar season. At least Chubb didn't single-handedly ruin it like he did the last few years when he threw his helmet onto the ground in a fit of rage, whiffing yet again on what should have been a game-ending sack against the backup quarterback in Tennessee.
Oh, man.
These comments are really good. And the gifs.
One guy just goes, the 84 Chambers goes, yeah, thanks for nothing. I think you guys better go get John Harbaugh. I'm just going to say.
I think they're
You better go get. Hey, you're so good at building buildings, Stephen Ross. Can you build a football team, please?
Clearly not.
And not get caught tampering and not do it ham-handedly and not be a buffoon about it? Respectfully. Like, you're obviously a smart man. You've made a fortune. That's great. You've got some qualities about you. For once, can you just get the guy who can build your football team correctly and also have it all on the same page, okay? Don't, by any means, just go get somebody like a buffoon with Jeff Hireland with Joe Philbin and think that's going to work because it didn't. And then don't have Joe Philbin be forced with a GM like Dennis Hickey and think that's going to work because it didn't. And then when you get somebody like a Brian Flores, you know, maybe check his temperature a little bit if he's cool with tanking. And also if he would be cool with Tom Brady, check those boxes before you bring that stuff up after he's hired. And then, dude, if you think you're going to get Sean Payton, for the love of God, get Sean Payton first. And I didn't even talk about when you screwed up the last Harbaugh one this hour. So, please, just do this in order of operations. Okay? Remember that? Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally.
Man, I haven't heard that in a long time.
Stephen Ross, please, for the love of God, excuse me and my dear Aunt Sally, because she is also really tired of your nonsense. Do this normal, get rid of the coach, and then take that oodles of money and go get me the other Harbaugh brother. And if not him, somebody other than you better get Tomlin. But I am tired of his long press conferences and mediocre offense.
Amen.
Please
just
do this normally. All right? No scandals. It's already leaking that you're talking to him. Well, you have a coach. Now it's leaking. Yeah, you're telling all your GM kids, what do you think about the other coach? You know what that means, dude? Fire your coach. You don't want him. It's okay. It's your organization. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to move on. No one's going to put you in meanie jail. For God's sakes. Stop with the charade. You know you don't want him as the coach anymore. Move on so he can move on. He can go back to the warm bosom of Kyle Shanahan. And we can all just go about our merry lives. But if you, I swear to God, dude, if this ends with you, with us all thinking you're going to get John Harbaugh and we're still stuck with Mike McDaniel and he ends up, and Harbaugh ends up with the Giants, dude, you're going to become an even bigger laughing stock than you already are, which is pretty hard, by the way, in a football sense. And yes, I'm sure you're, if your hip will allow it, you could dive into a pile of coins like Scrooge McDuck, and that's nice. But you're a loser owner. You have done no winning. So let's start with baby steps. Correctly get rid of the coach because you don't want him, very clearly. I mean, you hired the most vocal critic of him, Troy Aikman, to sit in on every interview. And something tells me those reviews of him have not been positive. He's carrying a bat around. So, do us all a favor. Put the guy out of his football misery. Let him move on. Maybe he'll get the Browns job. Maybe the Titans. Poor Cam Ward. Did you guys see that Jason Garrett was interviewing with the Titans yesterday? Yeah. I felt terrible for Cam Ward when I heard that news.
If Cam Ward, if Mike McDaniel, I would pay money to see a conversation between Cam Ward and Mike McDaniel. Like, good money I would pay.
I'm just saying.
Because I think he's going to look like Mauro Cristobal receiving that fruit basket.
He was so mad. He was
so angry. It's going to be Cam Ward's face if Mike McDaniel was his head coach.
Honestly, it's like, what is this?
Why?
I actually need this?
Why? There are no gifts in football. What are you doing? The only thing that's a gift is when Julian Sain gifted Keontae Scott a touchdown. That's the only gift. Other than that, give me my take your basket back. But I'm serious. I'm Steven Ross. I swear to God, dude, you can't blow this again. You can't. I mean, you can, but I'm really trying to hope that you won't. What about the son-in-law? Can he not be an idiot? I don't even know you, sir. But it seems like, you know, you're in the Ross family now. Do us all a favor. Make sure that old Papa does this correctly. In fact, go to him and be like, Papa, shouldn't we fire Mike McDaniel first?
Shut up, Danny. I know what I'm doing.
But didn't you get caught tampering before? Now, I don't know why his son-in-law sounds like that. But until you make a real... He doesn't have his football cojones yet. So until he does, I'm not giving him a real voice. Until then, you're Danny Boy. That's who you are. All right, Danny Boy? So until you come and give me a Harbaugh, that's how I'm going to do your voice. And Garfinkel! Enough of your nonsense, too. You have done a lot of money making around here. All right? You walk around all cool with your glasses, with your swagger. You make sure that he does this right, too. I know he listens to you. You built a damn racetrack in the middle of our city. That's crazy. We were supposed to get a water park.
Not too much. Not too much.
I'm just telling Tom Garfinkel, make sure he does this correctly. Because if he blows this again, where he's like, ah, let's just talk about firing Mike McDaniel and then we'll maybe get a new coach. And if we don't, we got Mike McDaniel. Can somebody just grab Steven Ross and be like, you did this already, dude, with the same last name guy. So I'm begging you guys, please don't embarrass the fan base with it. You've already done it quite enough with the lack of winning and all of the scandals. Don't do this again. Do this correctly. Send Mike McDaniel on his merry way. You very clearly don't want him. And that's fine. That's completely your prerogative. And then have a normal search for head coach. Okay? Somebody says, did Leroy get the GM job? Yeah, that's actually where he is today. He's on a Zoom meeting.
I would not be mad at that.
Like, I'd be so thrilled. You know who would love a fruit basket? Leroy.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't think he would. He doesn't like fruit.
It's not. There's no fruit in there, J-Fig.
He likes fruit. He doesn't like fruit cake.
He would love that basket.
Actually,
we'll take a break. Appropriately, Rats Off a Ship is next.
Rats Off a Ship, Game 6. rats off a ship.
All right. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to get to our favorite Wednesday game.
Rats off a ship.
We'll get some topics from Jennifer, and she will tell us where those rats will go or what topics our rats will have a decision to go with. And then Steve Goldstein will talk some hockey with us. I love the Panthers, even though they also lost yesterday. Not like the Heat did, dude. Jesus. Anyway, Jennifer, what do we have today for Rats Off a Ship?
We're going to start off with your favorite person in the world, which is JJ Redick.
Great.
What
did he have to say?
He says LeBron is Greg Maddux at the end of his career and doesn't have his best stuff all the time, and I'm his catcher.
Rats off a ship on JJ Redick. You know what, dude?
Rats off a ship.
Can I just tell you something?
Sure.
Poor JJ Redick. Oh, look at me. I did a podcast for a couple of years, and I fell ass backwards into LeBron James and Anthony Davis and Austin Reeves, and then miraculously got Luka. Oh, you have to coach LeBron at the end of his career. The only reason you have the job is LeBron. Because you were podcast boy. And he did the podcast with you. That's you. Podcast boy. So tired of JJ Redick's whining and woe is me. You're not his catcher, okay? You're his podcast boy. That's all you are. Rats off a ship on JJ Redick.
Rats off a ship.
Chris Quinn would sit here whining about, oh, I have LeBron losing his fastball. No, you know what Chris Quinn would do? He would dial something up, dude. He would draw up a play on the clipboard. He would sit here talking about, oh, woe is me, boo-hoo. And he'd never be late for a press conference because of Art Basel. JJ Redick. Sorry. Where are your rats with JJ Redick?
You'll never let that go.
That's not professional. It's unprofessional behavior. Where are your rats with JJ Redick, Jennifer?
Rats off a ship. Come on.
Rats off a ship.
Oh, he's Greg Maddux at the end of his career. Shut up. Didn't have his best up. If you would have known anything, Greg Maddux, first of all, he threw lollipops as it was anyway. He was about, you know, use somebody else. Don't even know baseball, JJ Redick. Idiot. Sorry, it's too much. Brittany?
I'm scared for what I'm about to say because I feel like it might actually be my last day on the show if I say this. But I actually like JJ Redick, and I really was an avid
What? You like JJ Redick? Do tell. Why?
I do. I was an avid listener to his podcast.
Oh, of course, when he was podcast boy.
And I really like his archaeological digest of his house in Brooklyn. I really did like it when he was retired.
Hold on. You're out here saying you like him because of his house?
No, I liked his podcast. And then in turn, I became a pretty big fan of him. And so then I watched his archaeological digest of his house. Jesus.
Wow, Brittany. Wow, you are socializing with
the enemy. Yeah. So like whenever he talks bad about JJ Redick, I kind of always just stay silent. And I don't know if you noticed because I don't agree with you. I like JJ Redick.
Choked on the whole nervous thing. This is way worse.
Now he's lashing out.
Worse than you being an F1 fan.
Yep. So I've embarrassed myself today, and now Tobin's dark side. So therefore, if you never see me on the show again, you guys will know why.
For the record, she's not scheduled to be here the next 2 days, so I didn't kick her off the show for this. But I am quite taken aback.
So no, I'm not rats off the ship. I don't think
you like JJ Redick. What's the like about him? Stupid hair, stupid sleeve tattoo. We get it, dude. You know basketball. Anyway,
one thing Tobin hates is people who have hair that
Oh, dude, don't get me started. You see Max Strus all of a sudden can't get on the court, huh? Had a setback.
You don't like people who have hair?
It's not that it's nothing wrong with having hair. I have hair, but it's just like, you know, it's like look at me hair, you know?
Yeah, like he's the show-off hair.
He does the gel coif like he's a quail.
I just don't know what the animosity is towards him.
Oh, what's not to be animosity about? First of all, the guy got to skip the line to get a head coaching job. You got people grinding out here like Chris Quinn, Eric Glass, Caron Butler, Malik Allen, Dan Passacchio, just to name a few. Wayne Ellington, guys who are actually in the grind. You know what they weren't doing? Podcasting. Caron Butler did write a book, and I think Mark Wahlberg is making his life a movie. But that has nothing to do with podcasting.
Yeah, so there you go. I like J.J. Redick, and I stand by my statement. So I'm not rats off the ship with what he said.
Fine. He's a coacher. Forgot he Pug Rodriguez over there on the sidelines. What do you got? What's number two, Jennifer?
How do we move past this?
I don't know.
Well, we're going to try. The Marlins are on the verge of trading Edward Cabrera to the Cubs.
I'm not rats off a ship because I have a fear that Edward Cabrera just had his best season, and I actually think it's kind of smart that they are getting rid of him because he always gets hurt. And after years of a lot of walks, really, really fast throwing walks because he throws 100 miles an hour, but none of it was around the plate. He had this really great season last year, and I would also be skeptical of it, so I'm not rats off a ship. I kind of get it, and they also have two awesome prospects coming up. They need some sticks, so hopefully they can get a decent bat from the Cubs. I would like that, please. So I'm not rats off a ship. Jennifer?
I love injured players. What are you talking about? It's always me here. I mean... Do I really care that much? Not necessarily. So
indifferent rats.
Indifferent rats. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but I think I have indifferent rats as well. I'm not going to lie to you. This
guy, I mean, he was their best pitcher last year. You guys have no care of it at all?
No.
No.
Fair enough.
I mean, it's just like they trade everyone that's decent on that team. So what am I to argue at this point?
Hmm. All right. You like J.J. Redick, huh? That's crazy. I mean, it's insane behavior. I just don't understand.
I really do. Like, you can ask anybody. I'm not even... I used to listen... I loved Old Man in the Three. I really did.
It's objectively a good podcast. I'm not saying he wasn't a good podcast host. I mean, a little of the sound of his own voice. But, like, he was a good podcast host. It doesn't mean you can be an NBA coach.
One of my favorite ones is when Jimmy Butler was on it. And then Kevin Love.
That was
Love.
A very good podcast.
It was. It was great. I really enjoyed it. In high school, like, I was an avid listener. And I've been silent for a really long time about my love for him. And I don't know why I chose today after I embarrassed myself to say something about it. But I guess, you know, just leaving all my cards on the table.
All right, well, I'm calling it. I can't go on with rats off a ship. We're done. We're going to go to rats on the ice. Panthers, they lost last night against the against the Blue Leafs. They will Maple Leafs, excuse me. I'm flustered and a little hurt.
I'm so sorry,
Jay. I'm really sorry that I did that to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jay. Your apologies. Your apologies mean nothing. We'll talk to Steve Goldstein, your voice of the Florida Panthers on the television broadcast. He joins us next.